next lesson in the Dream Blazing program. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm glad to have you back. I hope you took the time yesterday to celebrate, not just document, but actually celebrate the accomplishments and achievements of the last 12 months. Celebrating is really important, and a lot of us tend to forget to do it, or ignore it, or not do it. And the best way and the fastest way to continue to motivate ourselves is by giving ourselves positive reinforcement for the things that we'd like to see more of. So I hope you took the opportunity to actually celebrate yesterday. Today I want to talk to you about goal setting. And before we get into setting goals, I want to talk about the kind of goals we're going to be setting. I like to call them dumb goals. And there's a couple of reasons why. One of them is because it's an acronym. But the other reason is because a lot of times when we're setting these goals that feel kind of big to us, when we've got these big dreams, sometimes we'll have people in our circle who will say, that's a dumb goal. But by tying into the psychology of what people are saying around us, we can go, you know what? It is a dumb goal, and I can't wait to see it happen. And I wrote a whole blog post about dumb goals, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that today. I'll put the link to the post in the toolbox so that you can review that later. But the idea is these goals are doable, understandable, meaningful, and believable to nobody else but you. If you understand what it is, if it has meaning for you, if you believe it's possible and it's something you can do, then it's easier for you to actually accomplish them. And time-bound goals have their place. For those of you that are used to SMART goals, fantastic. If that works for you, great. But for me, if I have a goal to lose 100 pounds, I don't care when I lose 100 pounds, I just want to do it. So the time-bound piece is lost on me. And 100 pounds may be too overwhelming for me, but to break it down into I'm going to lose a pound this week doesn't feel meaningful to me. Now, doable, understandable, meaningful, believable are all on your terms. What can you do? What do you understand? What has meaning for you? And what is believable to you? Because if it doesn't pass the believability factor, you're not going to do it. No amount of putting forth effort will ever get you there because you don't believe it's possible in the first place. But it can be very specific. It can be very measurable. It can be very attainable, very realistic, and very time-bound. And still not get done because it doesn't have meaning for you. That brings me to the other side of the coin. A minute ago, I said big goals and big dreams, okay? There's something called dream scale shame that comes into play when people get in a space where one of two things happens. They're either in a space where they're dreaming what they feel are big dreams, and the people around them are saying, why can't you just be happy with what you have? Why do you always have to have these lofty goals and ideas? Why do you have to be so grandiose? And they feel this inferiority complex coming over them because of the shoulds around their dream. The other side of the coin is they're dreaming what they feel is a comfortable dream for them, and people say, you need to dream bigger, and you need bigger goals. Here's the truth. If it's your dream, it's a big dream because it's a dream. Size is completely irrelevant. Size doesn't matter when it comes to a dream. If it's a dream that's in your heart, it's already a big dream in my book. So that's the definition that I'm running with for this whole dream blazing program. If you've got a dream in your heart, I don't care what size it is. It's a big dream. Now, I said something a minute ago about meaningful goals. In order to have meaningful goals, we have to have definitions that work for us. And since we're working around the five key areas of success, we need to talk about those five key areas of success and set definitions that work for you. In the worksheets, you're going to see my loose definitions and a personal example of how I've defined and lived out my definitions of success in those five key areas. But again, those five key areas are faith, family, fitness, fortune, and freedom. You're going to spend today getting clear on what your goals feel like, not what they are, but what your sense of freedom is, what your sense of health and well-being are, what your sense of living a life of good fortune really is to you. You're going to get real clear on defining how will you know at the end of the year what this looks and feels like. And I put a lot of emphasis on looks and feels like because there's a concept called core desired emotions. And Danielle Laporte talks about it in her book, The Desire Map. But this is a concept that's been around, and I've seen other coaches use it in their practice, where you create a theme word or a series of theme words that really represent what you're going for. So in each of these five key areas, you're looking for phrases, ideas, images, feelings, and emotions that will really inspire you to feel like you're living a life of good fortune, like you're being healthy and having a fit existence, like you're, you know, spending quality time with your family. Who are those people? What does that look like for you? What is your definition of those five key areas? Because I'm here to tell you, and I say it in almost every video for this program, the only definition that matters is yours. So what are you defining for yourself for the next 12 months and beyond? When you have clarity on that, then you can start to move forward in shaping what the goals and milestones are going to look like along the way.